Today we celebrate the final Sunday in ordinary time before we begin our Lenten season on Ash Wednesday. The Lenten season has its origins in the earliest years of the Church and is such an ingrained part of our Catholic tradition and culture that we might find ourselves being asked, what are you giving up for Lent? Or even thinking to ourselves, what am I going to do during Lent? Yes, we have the traditional Catholic practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. We have meatless Wednesdays and Fridays, fish fries, and the like. We participate in devout services like Stations of the Cross, attend our parish Lenten mission, which begins on April 3rd, and we are encouraged to seek Jesus' forgiveness and mercy in the sacrament of reconciliation. Prayer, fasting, charitable giving, and devotions continue to be good practices during Lent or at any other time. But you might think, how do I prepare myself for Lent? What needs to happen within me so that I can practice with more integrity and intention whatever I am doing on the outside? There are plenty of ideas for actions and practices during Lent. Coming up with ideas is usually not the problem, but we do not want to do anything simply just because we're doing it, even if it is a good thing. We do not want to make a list of merciful works so that we can place a check mark beside each one of them as we accomplish it. It is good to have a plan for doing. It is also a good plan for being. How do I want to be this Lent? Lent is a time when we are called to deepen and strengthen our relationship with Jesus as we walk with him on the road to Calvary. One of the ways we can walk this path is by always striving to imitate Jesus as his disciples in all aspects of our lives. Today's readings touch upon one of those aspects, a certain way we should be with our words. In our first reading, Sirach uses the imagery of a sieve separating what is desired from what can be discarded, a piece of pottery whose true form will not be known until it emerges from a kiln, and a tree that either flourishes or withers based upon its care, to point out the dangers of accepting what someone says based upon appearances alone. As we heard, eventually some setback or trial will reveal the true intentions of someone's words as either being virtuous or not. So how does this relate to us today? How often in this age of social media that someone can find themselves liking a post, sharing a link, or adding a comment on someone's profile? How often does someone have social media regret syndrome after finding out later that the source was lacking in its veracity and the origins were dubious? This dynamic happens within our families, communities, schools, workplaces, and the church. As Jesus' disciples, entrusted to proclaim the good news by our words, we should be measured and disciplined when an occasion may have us leaning towards jumping on the proverbial bandwagon. Consider the advice of Pope Francis. Lent is a good time to concentrate on fighting the urge to gossip about others, and instead trying to correct one's own faults and defects. I gather when most people hear the word Lent, the word penance comes to mind, a means to acknowledge our shortcomings and seek to reconcile ourselves with God. So we engage in humble acts of self-denial, we offer up our time in prayer, abstain from having foods or drinks we enjoy, and digging deeper in our pockets to help the marginalized and the disenfranchised. These are all pious forms of penance, but there is one element of this word from its original Latin roots that should also be associated with Lent, that being a change of mind or attitude, or in the context of faith, convert. In today's gospel, Jesus teaches how and why we need to convert our words to shape their integrity and intention so that they may reflect what our Lord asks us to be as his disciples, a light to the world that is so desperate need of hearing the gospel. All of us, in one way or another, are teachers of the Catholic faith. One way that we teach our faith is by our words. As teachers, Jesus tells us that this vocation comes with a measured responsibility. After all, can the blind lead the blind? Jesus reminds us that we cannot bring his saving message to others until we convert ourselves to shape our hearts and minds with faithful integrity and intention so that our words reflect what Jesus would say. In the parable of the good tree and the bad tree, we are challenged to be one or the other. There is no okay tree. So let's ask ourselves, do my words reflect what I hear in sacred scripture? Do my conversations reflect the teachings of the church? Do my words build people up, or do they whittle them down? Jesus tells us that we can give ourselves away by what we say. If we really want to know the state of our souls, all we have to do is pay attention to the words that come out of our mouths. Especially when we are speaking spontaneously, what we say reveals what we care about. Friends, Lent is a season of penance, a time to convert. Our Lord encourages us to be that good tree, so the fruits, our words, will bring people closer to him and help build his kingdom here on earth. Let us be steadfast and firm, always devoted to the work of the Lord with faithful integrity and intention, always turning towards Jesus with an open heart and mind to receive his transformative grace so that he may nourish our souls to produce good fruit. So as we leave Mass today, inspired by the Word of God and strengthened by the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, what are those things that we need to let go of? What are those things that we can do to be disciples of Jesus in all aspects of our lives, not just during Lent, but each and every day of our lives?